Welcome back to the Booty Bands More Than Fitness podcast. And today we're interviewing Monroe, where she's going to take us through her eating disorder and also that strong comparison towards others. We're going to learn how to start learning to master that, learning that food is fuel and not equaling fat. Let's go ahead and get started.
Booty bands and barbells helps busy women sculpt and tone their bodies in just 15 minutes a day through our physical products and our one-on-one coaching. So I've asked if you've ever done a podcast before. You said no. And I said, if you were able to do a podcast and it was something along the lines of health and fitness to help change a woman's life that may be struggling in a certain area of her life. And you said,
I said my eating disorder that I used to have when I was in high school. I feel like they are a lot more common than is talked about. And I think it should be way more normalized because there are different extents, I feel like, to them even. And there's a bunch of different eating disorders as well. Mine was I didn't eat. I would say it was more leaning towards anorexia. Like I didn't get to the point where I would establish it as that. I felt fine. My appetite wasn't there. And I think it was just an all mental thing to me to where I told my body I was not hungry. Like you are not hungry. Wow. And so I would just go a day or...
So what was the fear behind food?
Fear behind food, it got established for me, I think, from cheer and social media. With cheer, I was a freshman in high school when I first got onto the cheer team. I was a little heavier in eighth grade, you know, before I got onto the team. And surprisingly, I made it. I didn't think I was going to be excited when it started. But we started with workouts all summer. Every day, it would be at least maybe a 2-hour workout that we would do, you know, different workouts and everything. And they were really intense workouts. And I know that my coach did it to be able to build up our endurance. And it wasn't to make us lose weight. It was just for us to be able to keep up with the competitions, the games, all the things that we had to do. She really just wanted to get our bodies ready for that because it was needed. It was needed for competition. But to me, I wanted to be a flyer. And so my coaches would say, oh, well, we're going to need the lightest, you know, shortest, smallest girls up there. So it's easier for us to hit these stunts because we don't want to have heavier people up on top because it's going to be harder in competition. I just wanted to be a flyer so dang bad that I took it and ran with it and was like, okay, well, I need to keep losing weight then if I want to be able to become a flyer like I really wanted to. And so I think that's where it rooted from for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And so losing weight was just obviously what we've been raised with is eat less, move more. So then that kind of led into, well, if I don't even eat at all, and you said it lasted for a day, couple days, whatever, go weeks or something.
I would say the most extensive was maybe like 3 days. There were days where, like, I would have little snacks, but it was never, like, meals or protein. It would be yogurt, you know, maybe a yogurt, like, once a day. Or I would just have maybe, you know, a popsicle or a granola bar. And that would be all I had for that day, just so I had something to go off
and
of.
And did your parents see this, or did you kind of hide it, or how?
My mom, every morning, what a sweetheart she is, but she would pack me lunch and snacks before I even got to cheer because she knew I would probably need snacks because we worked out a bunch. But I just gave them to my friends or I just threw it away most of the time. I would eat some of it. I would never eat a full meal that she would give me.
Thanks for sharing that. So the mindset behind it was, I liked how you explained it to me, as you said, food to me was not fuel. And so that's kind of where that relationship started to come from, of just not knowing what food was. And so it just kind of that identity shifted. And so what was maybe like your lowest moment, or maybe a rock bottom moment that you can imagine that really made you go, wow, this isn't the way?
I just never felt like 100% because I didn't have that food fueling my body, which food is fuel. And I know that now, but as you explained before, I thought it's food equals fat instead of fuel. And so I really realized when I passed out at cheer at once, and everyone was like, are you okay?
Wait, you passed out at cheer?
One of our workouts and some stuff, and I kind of just got really lightheaded, went to the ground first, hands and knees, to make sure I didn't fall or anything, hit my head. But it was like, you know, a dramatic, like, passed out. But I definitely got lightheaded, and I blacked out for a moment, and my coach came up to me. She was like, are you okay? They let me sit out for a sec. But they were like, have you eaten? And I was like, honestly, no. And so they gave me snacks, water. And they were really understanding about it. But I don't think anyone knew really besides like my best friends that were going through the same thing. And they were on the cheer team with me as well. It's more common than anyone really wanted to talk about because it's something that I feel like most people don't talk about because they could be embarrassed or they think they're relatable, but trust me, there are a lot of women that have gone through eating disorders.
You can relate. I can obviously share mine too. And so I appreciate you sharing yours. It allows me to relate to you big time and honestly brings me back to my unhealthy relationship with food as well. I would say that the same thing. I thought food was fat. And I remember trying to eat as little as possible because we were raised in this whole, I feel like, fitness culture that the thinnest you can possibly get to. So if you genetically had curves or hips, I immediately was just trying to remove every ounce of any fat whatsoever and try to be that skeletal, heroin-looking type of body and that we're really raised with. And so I do recall going through my day of eating as little as possible. To me, mine was more of like a binge purge where I would sitting at work and then I would go run into the bathroom and I would eat it and then I would spit it out and then I would eat it and I'd spit it out. And then it carried into even more unhealthy habits where I started using like laxative teas to just like think that if I ate it, maybe if I pushed it out of my body with a laxative tea, I mean, the world, it's just so, it's like I look back on it now and I'm just like, oh my gosh, my poor digestive system of me just trying to hurry up and use these laxatives. And it's actually really painful. I remember like going through that, it was really painful. But for me, my rock bottom moment was I was at work and I had a coworker walk in on me as I was doing it. And it's in this dark place and nobody knows about it. Then it's kind of like your little secret you can kind of like keep from the world. But I'm sure that when you had that moment where you passed out and everybody's looking at you and they're like, well, did you eat today?
Yeah.
And you're like, no, that was kind of mine. I was like, all of a sudden I forgot to lock the door. My coworker walked in on me as I was doing it. And that was the moment that all of a sudden it was like a light shining on my secret, my little darkness.
Yeah.
And that was a moment, another time I actually did pass out at work too. So I relate to you on that.
Yeah.
And I remember I had to have the doctors called and they were like, cause they couldn't figure out what was wrong with me, but it was not eating and purging everything, you know. So how sad it is that, you know, the common age that I think of people that are dieting is like 8 or 9 years old for little girls.
Yeah.
I ate a lot when I was younger. Like right, I hit that freshman year. I was fine. I ate a ton. I liked the food that my mom gave me. When she gave it to me, it was kind of like, crap, now I have to eat this or figure out. But she was just being a good mom, that it was nothing to do with her. It was just, I was like, I'm not hungry. Like there's not 1 ounce in my body that wants to eat right now. And that really was just like my mental. And I'm so glad that it switched though, because I am still, you know, skinny and tiny, but I eat, fuel my body, I work out, I get my protein in, you know, I make sure, because I never want to like have to worry about that again. It was very detrimental on my body, my mindset, and it was more that, yeah, it was my little secret. And I honestly, I feel like I did get a little thrill from it because I was like, oh, I'm the only person that knows about this. I don't have to talk to anyone about it. It's just my thing. And then as soon as it's out and everyone was like concerned, you know, I was like, okay, everyone kind of might know now. So
food is fuel, which means like our energy, our muscle, because we're losing that muscle mass percentage every year after 30. And we're young, like, okay, yeah, skipping a few meals here or there, it can really get us smaller. But we carry that into our 30s and our 40s, our 50s. What happens is because we're losing that muscle mass and now we're protein deficient, slows down our metabolism substantially. So then all of a sudden at an older age, we're like, what happened? What's going on? I'm only eating like once or twice a day. Like, why is my body not burning this weight? And it's because the metabolism slowed down because of those habits that we've been doing, thinking. And so what I realized is when I hit about, you know, 25-ish, still doing these really unhealthy habits, was my body started like storing the fat. I was like, I'm hardly eating.
Yeah.
How am I fluffier? And I felt like I wasn't getting like toned. I was just getting kind of soft, fatter. I read something that said, well, when you go too low of calories, your body goes into like energy saving mode.
Like energy storing.
Storing the fat, because your body goes, well, I need my lungs to still function. I need my heart to still function. I still need to function. So if you go too low of calories, your body goes into this like hibernation storage mode.
Yeah.
And it's used as a protection mechanism. And it's like, warning, warning, we're not getting food in. So a lot of women will come to me and they'll be like, well, the reason I'm not eating is because I'm not hungry. And I'm like, well, you're not hungry because you've trained your body to not be hungry. And that just means your metabolism is slowed down. So one of the biggest things that we do in accountability, as soon as somebody's metabolism is sped up and they're hungry, we celebrate.
Yeah.
Because now you're getting your metabolism back. Your thoughts on social media and all the highlights of everyone's life.
Social media for me, I thought it was fun. Younger, it was exciting. But then in high school, I dreaded going onto social media because all I did whenever I looked at any post was, oh, I want to look like her. Oh, I'm not as skinny as her. Or no, my butt isn't as, you know, round. And compare yourself to, because I feel like that's what we do when we're younger and we're so secure in ourselves and we just compare everything. Everything that we do, everything that we see, everything in our lives, and we always want something that we don't have.
Oh, that's so true.
And that is my whole life was in high school. That is really all my mentality was. And so anytime I went on social media, just false expectations for me, because those are posing. People post what they want you to see. They choose and they pick and choose what they want to highlight in their lives, and it's usually not the best. And if they do, they're some of my favorite creators, because I'm like, thank you for showing that you are human and everything is perfect in your life, because there's no, nobody's life is perfect. Nobody has a perfect story. Nobody has anything perfect. So it was just really hard for me. But then I realized, you know, no matter how much I want to change something about myself, most of the time I'm me, and I should be able to accept that. And I should be able to love myself, because I'm stuck with myself. Honestly, you're only stuck with yourself, and you know, whether you like it or not, but you should like it.
It's their highlight. And we're looking at our worst photo of ourselves. Exactly. Compared to that. And oftentimes, just until I actually got into the world of like social media and being a creator and owning my own brand, but it wasn't until I'd actually go to, like, let's say modeling shoots or what have you. There's this girl that was drop dead gorgeous, and got done with the shoot, she goes, all right, make sure to send them over to me. I edit every single one of those, meaning like she actually goes and changes the way her body looks, the lighting looks, everything. And then she put it up. And there are actual apps now that can do all of that within seconds.
Yes.
And really, it's like we're comparing ourselves to these like filters. And it's only going to get even worse from here, because then now the AI world, they're actually making people based off of, certain, like, they can literally make Instagram accounts. It's crazy. Like, it really is. And so we're going to be eventually comparing ourselves to AI stuff. And so, yes, being able to look at where you're at and being able to not necessarily not improve, it doesn't mean like to not go to the gym and do those things, but really that comparison, I think, is really the thief of joy. And what I did, and my suggestion with this, is when you are looking at your social media, anything that kind of gives you that comparison, judgmental feel, I unfollow them. And then anybody that actually does more of an uplifting or educational type of feel, I'll follow them. And so we get to make our Instagram how we want it to be. So go off of the feeling through those posts and choose what you want your social media to be. But I have a question for you. We're almost done here. And I just wanted to ask you, if somebody is listening right now and they are under eating, they think that food is fat, and they're just like the younger version of you that hasn't been able to realize this yet, what would you tell that person listening, or your younger version of yourself?
To not be so hard on yourself. There's really so much that you have to learn, and so much life that you're gonna have to struggle with, regardless of how long it is, the extent, and just honestly, just educate yourself and try to trust yourself and be patient with the process. Everything's going to take time. Having trouble with eating, take it one day at a time. Eat a little more than you did the first day. try to make some progress.
So I have really never stuck with anything for more than 6 months until I found Booty Bands Barbells.
It's life-changing. The progress over perfection mindset has been so life-changing.
Have self-love and to have self-worth. I just do the 10 minutes and I'm already reaping the benefits. The workouts are fun and that they're effective.
I have seen great results that I never thought I'd ever see. I love it because I'm keeping the weight off.
We help hold each other accountable and stay committed to our goals. Booty Bands and Barbells has really changed my life for the better.
I have to be real with you. The past 6 months really took a toll on me and my body. I felt incredibly stressed, isolated. After being a good 12 to 13 pounds heavier, I said, that's it. I'm going to make healthy choices. And I'm happy to tell you today that I am actually down 15 pounds. I feel amazing. I feel like I lost fat and put on muscle. I have a lot more energy. So it's never too late to start. You can take control again. Thanks, Booty Band Nation.
Positive that you'll get more sculpted, more toned, and you're going to love those new healthy changes and our community and our coaches. From where you're at, no matter where you are, or how long you've been in the position. So just click the button below to book the call with our team.